This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The Roman numerals applicable to this weekend's Super Bowl are X, L, V, I, and I, and that's a little unwieldy, so I'm looking forward to 3 years from now when the big game is Super Bowl L. Anyway, joining me from New Orleans to talk about Super Bowl 47 is CBS Sports national columnist Greg Doyle. Greg, tell me a little bit about the atmosphere in New Orleans this week, if you remember any of it.
The atmosphere in New Orleans is colder than people want it to be, but drunker than I want it to be. But you know what? Nobody from San Francisco has killed anybody yet, so that's good.
Are you looking forward to talk of deer antler spray and Ray Lewis and the Harbaugh clan yielding to actual game talk?
When the game starts, I'll be looking forward to the game talk. But I got to tell you, I love this stuff. I love being able to talk about and write about things beyond whose secondary is good, because I don't care whose secondary is good. And even if I did care, I don't know whose secondary is good right now. Nobody does. We'll find out Sunday whose is better. But Chris Culver, that's a great story. The Antlers, great story. Colin Kaepernick's birth mom wants to meet him. That's a great story. But I'd rather talk about that nonsense than talk about the actual football. I'm sick of football.
Well, I'm going to have to ask you to talk about football to some extent. From a purely tactical standpoint, this would seem to be an interesting matchup. Rookie quarterback Colin Kaepernick leading a potent Niners offense against a solid Ravens defense. As the game unfolds, will that be the storyline, or will we be surprised?
The Colin Kaepernick story is just incredible. You know, the whole Alex Smith thing. That story is incredible, A, but B, him as a player is incredible. He's a fun guy to watch, and I've seen his last two playoff games. And the first one against Green Bay, he ran for almost 200 yards. And the second one against the Falcons, he barely ran at all. So he beat one team with his legs. He beat the other team with his arm. And now the Ravens have to figure out which way is he going to try and beat them, and can they get it done? And one big issue here is Ray Lewis. Yeah, he's got some nice tackle numbers, but he's definitely slowed down. He's jumped on a lot of piles and gotten a lot of credit for tackles he didn't really make. And the question is he young enough to follow Colin Kaepernick sideline to sideline like he needs to be? And I don't think he is.
Ray Rice is Baltimore's running back. Frank Gore, San Francisco's running back. Who has a better day?
Frank Gore, because the offense is designed for him to have a better day. You know, Ray Rice will get a lot of handoffs. And my guess, Ray Rice, 22 carries, 58 yards. You know, he'll be used to distract people from Joe Flacco throwing. Frank Gore will be used as Colin Kaepernick is distracting people. They'll give the ball to Gore, and Gore will go up the middle for a bunch of yards. You'll see Gore have a better game. I'm not sure that means his team will win, but Gore will outrun Ray Rice. I'm sure of that.
All right, now let's get away from football for just a minute to a really important question. What do you think Beyonce wears at the halftime show?
As little as possible, I hope. You know, she warmed up for her press conference with the media yesterday by singing the national anthem, and then basically dropped the mic and should have walked off the stage, because it was the best anthem we're going to hear all week.
I hope they recorded it so she can lip sync it at the game.
I was about to say, it's the only live anthem we're going to hear all week. The story is that Alicia Keys has already taped hers maybe 3 years ago. Maybe let's play Whitney Houston's anthem from 91 and see if she can lip sync that one.
All right, Greg, we just have one more matter to cover here, and I'm sure that you know what it is. Who wins?
The Ravens will win, even though I've been talking up the 49ers this whole time. I'm not any good at this, Bill. You haven't figured that out yet. But the Ravens are going to win because the game's going to be close. A Harbaugh doesn't get blown out, certainly not by another Harbaugh. It's going to come down to a couple points, which means it's going to come down to a kick. The Ravens kicker is money in the bank. The 49ers kicker is counterfeit, and that's what's going to lose it for them is David Akers.
Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBS Sports, and he's our pro gridiron guy on Only a Game, even though he doesn't much like talking about football sometimes. Anyway, thanks, Greg.
Always a pleasure, Bill.